22 counties, that's a lot of political structures. Some of them are fiefdom in nature. Is it possible to overcome that and transcend it and pull people together on the same page?
In terms of the counties around us, Mayor Burtner of Winchester often reminds me that all the cities around Lexington have roads. The towns, let's say Winchester, it's Lexington Road or Lexington Pike going into Lexington. Then from Lexington, we're going out to Winchester through Winchester Road or Paris Pike or Versailles Road. So there's a natural, organic connection that we all have. The boundaries are political boundaries, but they really should not and don't affect our economies. We have people crossing those borders working in Lexington from our neighboring counties. We have folks in Lexington crossing the boundary and working in our neighboring counties. So working together, putting a good plan together is really what this is all about.
The BEAM initiative revolves around advanced manufacturing.
That's correct, right. What we needed to do was focus on a cluster, you know, where the two regions have real competitive strength. So 100,000 jobs, that's the highest number of jobs in the two metropolitan regions. Well, it also happens to be where we have the greatest added value. There's good authority that tells us that one manufacturing job will create almost three more jobs. So the value add in manufacturing is significant. That's been the history throughout America. And today, what is occurring is, in many respects, the manufacturing renaissance, a manufacturing moment in America. This was unexpected, but it's occurring as a result of economic trends worldwide.
In the advanced manufacturing setting, is the factory floor quite different from what we're accustomed
to? Yeah, you know, our minds,
it's robotics.
We almost have to do a mind shift to think about the manufacturing today. You know, in the former way of thinking, it's almost thinking in smokestacks industry. Today, clean manufacturing is the order of the day. And what is occurring, especially through advanced manufacturing, is that the value chain is rising. So someone can enter the workforce in a technical trade with good training and rise in the enterprise in, let's say, for example, an automotive supplier. So where the technical training is occurring well, the opportunity to grow and gain career advantage is also occurring. So, you know, at a time when everybody in the world wants a good job, thinking of manufacturing in a new way, in a more informed way, is a big part of this project as well.
What skills would be necessary in a factory where things are being put together by automation?
Well, we used
robots
to always think, you know, tool and die makers, for example, you know, millwrights, for example. So these are skilled jobs that are still needed. And yet the training for these jobs with automation and with new technology, it's not unexpected that higher levels of training are required. So that's one of our recommendations, is more skills training. One of the facts that was illuminated was that Kentucky ranks really low in the nation, 48th in the nation in terms of engineers that we graduate. So one of our recommendations is to dial up, in fact, double the number of engineers graduated by Kentucky colleges and universities. A major recommendation is to create an advanced manufacturing training center, two, one at Georgetown and one at Louisville. And we've met with the governor to lobby for, to encourage this.